Hey there, this is Cindy Payman, Music and Words, celebrating extraordinary little people through song and story. What's that? You feel left out? Okay, well this story is for you too, for the little person in a grown-up body. This story began a long time ago when my granddaughter Willow was 2 and her baby brother Thorin was brand new. Their family decided to move far away to live beside the ocean. One day when Willow called me on the phone, of course she had help from her mom. She asked me for tea, and she couldn't understand why I didn't come over. That's what inspired me to write to Willow's house for tea, so that I could explain to her how far away we lived and how special she and her baby brother were to both Grammy and Papa. One winter morning, Willow called her Grammy on the phone. Little did she know that Grammy often sat alone. "Look at my new teacup," Willow loudly squealed. "Blue," Grammy gasped, "like a blueberry field." "Won't you come for tea?" Willow clapped with glee. Grammy smiled. "There are too many miles between you and me. You live over the mountains and across the sea. Down a road and up a hill on Wildwood Street." Soon it came time for Willow's goodbye. The screen went empty and Grammy sighed. She looked out her window at the January sky. She dreamed of tea with Willow. If only I could fly. Out the door and down the walk, Grammy wandered on to find an old balloon with the air all gone. "Yellow," she spoke aloud, "you still have a string." The January wind arrived and started dancing. Grammy held on tight, and the balloon began to grow. Soon her feet were high above the January snow. Grammy asked, "Yellow, do you know which way is best?" The balloon bobbed and smiled, so Grammy pointed west. At first, flying was so much fun, Grammy did not tire. But then she worried, "How will I feel when we float much higher?" Grammy yelped, "Yellow, I'm afraid of heights." The clouds heard her quiver and wrapped around her tight. Then she saw the city and the ocean far below. Grammy pointed north and sang, "We haven't far to go." Next, the boats and ferries and the people came in sight. Grammy saw their faces and waved with sheer delight. "We're almost over the mountains, almost over the sea, almost at my Willow's house up on Wildwood Street." Then Grammy spied the house and the steep road beside. She fondly nodded, "Yellow," and thanked him for the ride. "Let me down, January wind," said Yellow, starting to shrink. Closer still, and Grammy too began to sink. closer to the grass. How her heart was pounding. She'd arrived at last. Grammy! Willow called, running through the yard. I've come for tea, Grammy smiled. For you, it's never far. This is Cindy Palin, music and words on Anchor FM by Spotify.
Flashing up some fun. I wanna be outside.